Here's your chance to really shine and do something great for the whole state. Join the Great Arkansas Cleanup. Volunteers and community organizations will soon be picking up litter along Arkansas's roadways, streams, and shorelines, and in the process, helping the real natural state shine through. Join the Great Arkansas Cleanup. Go to KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to find out how you can help keep Arkansas clean and green. A message from this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Well, there's a big statewide cleanup coming to a community near you, the Great Arkansas Cleanup. You'll be surprised to learn the origin of this annual event, what it does to bring jobs to your hometown. Keep Arkansas Beautiful Director Bob Phelps explains.
Tell me, first of all, what is exactly the Great Arkansas Cleanup? How long has this been going on?
The Great Arkansas Cleanup is a statewide cleanup, different communities, particularly lake communities. It started 40 years ago by Carl Garner up in Greers Ferry Lake. He understood that after the tourists had left, there were a lot of things that needed to be cleaned up, and so he got some people together and cleaned it up, and that's such a great idea. They said, well, let's just do it again. So back in those days, it grew into a really big, almost social thing. We've been working at it, keeping it going forward. And so 40th anniversary, and we're real pleased to be able to bring this to the state.
Well, it's much larger than just Greers Ferry Lake now. So it's basically all across the state. You've got cleanup crews doing things over a several week period. Tell me who all participates and what exactly do they do when they choose to participate?
Well, still the basis of it is the Corps of Engineer lakes all across the state. And the reason after Carl's success, Senator Dale Bumpers passed a law, the William Carl Garner Federal Lands Cleanup Day, that dictated all federal land management facilities would have an annual cleanup on the Saturday following Labor Day. So not only in Arkansas, but across the nation, that's still the law. But in Arkansas, we have two districts, the Little Rock District and the Jackson, Mississippi District of the Corps of Engineers. And all of the Corps-managed lakes participate in this, as well as, of course, state parks and game and fish lakes and recreation areas. So we have federal-sponsored cleanups. We have state-sponsored cleanups, let's say state parks and Game and Fish Commission facilities. And we have communities that maybe their park, maybe a river cleanup, such as here in Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Little Rock Keep America Beautiful affiliates. So we have scout troops, just any churches even, any group of people that are concerned about their recreation areas and they want to keep it cleaned up. So.
Well, you mentioned that it's kind of a post-tourist season cleanup here, but beautification has also been proven to be statistically a very key component of economic development. Tell me a little bit about that philosophy and why that is.
People like to visit places that are beautiful and clean. They feel safe. They feel welcome. Arkansas, as you know, is so highly dependent on tourism. So the fact that we keep our state clean and neat, and we enhance it with attractive properties, then is a component in, obviously, the success of tourism. But also, the same connection exists for industry. People want to relocate, and they want to live in places that are attractive and beautiful. So any kind of cleanup, any kind of environmental improvement or sustaining effort is an economic move as well as an environmental one.
So if someone has listened to you today and has decided they want to participate in the Great Arkansas Cleanup, how do they do it? What do they do?
They will call Keep Arkansas Beautiful and ask about the Great Arkansas Cleanup, or they can visit www.keeparkansasbeautiful.com. Go to the Great Arkansas Cleanup link there. All of the information, registration will be available to them. They'll send that in. We'll contact them. I wanted to point out that each year, essentially, we outfit the people and they perform the labor, the cleanups. But we give them glad bags, we give them safety vests, we give them gloves and other equipment to help them. And ADEQ is kind enough to offer a free landfill day to receive all the material that they pick up. So literally, a community can have a very effective cleanup, and all they have to do is really coordinate it and provide the labor.
That's Bob Phelps, director of the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission. You can learn more about the cleanup and a variety of different activities that the good folks at Keep Arkansas Beautiful undertake at their website, keeparkansasbeautiful.com, or through our website at talkbusiness.net.